Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you got a Monday Packer hangover. Let's not even talk about that. Let's move on to something else to make you feel old and annoyed. Apparently, everyone, we're squares now and we're doing it wrong. And actually, this situation happened to me in my car the other day. The way we dance, apparently younger generations can tell that we're old. Not by the way we dress, but by the moves we make.
So if we were even just like a shadow behind a screen and they couldn't see our gray to white hair,
yes,
and wrinkles.
So what kind of dance thing could we do wrong? What are we doing wrong now, older generation, that the younger generation is mocking? Apparently, the big trend on TikTok is millennials give away their dance. And then, of course, us, even earlier than millennials, Kitty, mm-hmm, is that when we dance, sometimes we like to raise the roof, throw your hands in the air like you don't care, right? And apparently,
which seems to me to be more of a thing to do like at a football game or something.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
like woo, woo.
Bon Jovi's telling you to raise my hands, right? So apparently it's old. And the thing that's bothering me most about this is that now my kids, who are only 11 and 8, are starting to like criticize me for things. And we were in the car the other day playing one of the songs that they like, Pitbull's Fireball,
okay,
which was new to me, but it's probably been out for like 15 years. Anyway, we're in the car, and then I did a little raise the roof. And they were like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And as far as I know, they haven't been to clubs yet. Maybe they have.
Well, they just are. It's the slow slope to not wanting to even be seen in the car with you ever.
Yeah.
So it's beginning. Dad, could you drop us off like 2 blocks from school? That would be great.
You know what else happened? I was talking about Halloween.
Oh, they don't want you to go with for trick-or-treating anymore?
I said, hey, buddy, last year to Matthew. See, Josh always makes costumes that are like very elaborate. Like he was a tree once. He was a Rubik's Cube. Like,
right.
You know, but
he doesn't want to just go to the store and buy one at Target.
Matthew's a store-bought man,
okay,
all the way. So this year I was like, okay, last year you were Kylo Ren from Star Wars and I was Darth Vader. What about this year? He's like, I'm Link from Zelda and that's good. He's like, I'm not in on it. No. And you could stay a few blocks behind. It's happening. How did we go from dancing to...
It's about time that...
Oh, my God.
They'd be embarrassed of you. I've been embarrassed for 25 years.